This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The Bharatiya Janata Party has registered a decisive victory in the Delhi Assembly election, marking its return to power after nearly three decades, defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party in the national capital. Results declared so far for 68 out of 70 assembly seats show that the BJP has won 47 seats and is leading in one seat, while Aam Aadmi Party has bagged 21 seats and is leading on one. The third contender, Congress, has been completely wiped out in the polls after failing to win even a single seat. The government of Arunachal Pradesh has urged the citizens of the state to give their input for the upcoming state's annual budget 2025 to 2026. The state budget will be presented in the coming assembly session in March next month. In a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has appealed all the stakeholders to share their innovative ideas to realize the goal of an inclusive, developed Arunachal. He has urged the people to submit their inputs at the www.arunachalbudget.in as soon as possible. He said these insights and recommendations will help the state government in building a more vibrant, inclusive and resilient state. Minister for Urban Development and Urban Local Bodies, Balu Raja, alongside Mayor Tami Pasang, chaired a joint meeting yesterday with officials from the Itanagar Municipal Corporation, Deputy Commissioner Itanagar Capital Region and SP Naharlagan, SP Itanagar, representatives from Bandadeva Circle Administration and the Itanagar Smart City Project. The meeting focused on addressing various developmental issues ranging from cleanliness and beautification to other key initiatives aimed at maintaining a clean, green and crime-free capital. Speaking on the occasion, Minister Balu Raja highlighted the garbage management, town beautification and ensuring a peaceful city are the government's top priorities. The minister announced that awards would be conferred to the cleanest wards. In the meantime, Mayor Tami Pasang emphasized the various developmental initiatives undertaken by the IMC. The mayor acknowledged that while IMC is committed to these efforts, public cooperation is essential for ensuring their success. In a significant development, Yachuli has been proposed as the district headquarters of Kaipanyor district, replacing the previously considered name of Targapin, Samsat and Yachuli. The proposal was put forward by Yachuli MLA Toko Tatung during a media briefing at his residence in Naharlagan yesterday. JPC and JPM of Kaipanyor district and land donors from Targapin and Samsat were present during the meeting. The decision came after extensive discussions with various stakeholders aimed at ensuring smooth and effective administrative functioning of the new district. The proposals shall be further placed before the state government for cabinet approval. In the meantime, MLA Tatung has expressed gratitude to Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men, Nishi Elite Society and former Minister Engineer Taba Tadir and those who have contributed towards the creation of the district. The Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, Itanagar, has vehemently condemned the derogatory and racial comment passed by social media influencer Elvis Yadav against former Miss Arunachal and Big Boss contestant Jumdarang on social media. The commission in a press statement wrote, "His comment not only insults Ms. Tarang but the entire women's society of the Northeast India." In the meantime, the commission has requested the concerned authority to take stern action against Yadav, who have tarnished the reputation of Jumdarang in particular and women of Northeast in general. Such behavior and derogatory comments creates a pervasive sense of fear and intimidation amongst women of the Northeast who are pursuing their dreams in the film industries of Bollywood, making them vulnerable and marginalized, the commission said in a press statement. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.